Section 7. In summary. A few generations ago, most Canadians worked on farms or had some direct connection to agriculture. Now, less than 1% of the Canadian population has this same connection. Farming and agriculture aren't the only industries facing a lack of understanding. With the rise of the internet, more media sources, including social media, and a lot of competition for our time and attention, we've never had access to more information but been less informed. That means that you, as somebody who is heavily involved in farming and the agriculture industry, have a very important role to play in ensuring the public is properly informed. There's a lot of amazing work happening in farming and agriculture in Nova Scotia, and we'll help you share it. There are lots of opportunities to share your story. Take advantage of speaking opportunities in classrooms. Chat with neighbors and friends about the work you do. If it makes sense, you can also speak with the media or leverage online channels. Regardless of where conversation happens, the most important thing to remember is that people genuinely want to hear what you have to say. They're curious about the work you do and what your daily work life looks like. If you're not sure what exactly to talk about, remember our three key points. Farmers care about and for their animals and the land. The food system is committed to being open and honest about how food is produced and what happens to food in Nova Scotia. There are safe and responsible practices followed throughout the food system in our province. When it comes to speaking with the media, make sure you have a clear point of view. Do your research and homework when it comes to the journalist and the publication they work for. But also remember that journalists have a job to do, too. Speaking with a journalist should be a pleasant experience, not something that causes you stress. Make sure you're prepared, make sure you're not distracted, and make sure you have fun and relax. Don't try to memorize key messages. Use your own voice, but also don't be afraid to say you don't know the answer to something. That's okay, too. Be open and honest, and don't be afraid to share your story. Be open and encouraging with questions, both with answering them and using them as a tool to engage in conversation with others to understand what information they're looking for. Keep your language simple and conversational. Remember, you're the expert here, not the person you're talking to, so make sure you're making things easy for them to understand. However, it's also important to note that by taking on a role as a spokesperson, you're opening yourself up for more conversation and potentially criticism. This is an important role, but it should never be at the expense of your own mental health and well-being. Know how to recognize your own limits and know when it's time to step back and focus on self-care. Recognizing your boundaries is a tremendous sign of strength, not weakness. Thank you for speaking up on behalf of farming and agriculture across Nova Scotia. Being a storyteller and spokesperson is not an easy thing, and we appreciate your willingness to participate. Together, we all have a responsibility to help people better understand the care, attention, and respect behind our food supply.